This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a new year, and I am very, very grateful to GCN Network, Joe Spara, Daniel and Jason and everybody at GCN Network who has allowed me to be able to have my show and reach my 11th year in radio. I think 12. I started in 2012 years. Sorry, can't even count. 12 years in radio. I need to now change the whole headline thing. 12 years. 12 years is big. That means I'm starting to go into puberty. I don't know if you guys have ever witnessed a girl go through puberty. It's pretty scary. And being 12 years on air, I'm about to go into puberty. And I want to thank all the new affiliates that have joined us. And I think I need to take a couple minutes to catch everybody up to speed, because some of you turned on your radios and was expecting a more soft-spoken, soothing female voice. Maybe somebody who was able to quote the New England Journal of Medicine correctly. And, you know, maybe somebody who used proper grammar all the time. And so my guess is there was a little bit of a culture shock when new affiliate listeners turned on the show. And I am very, very grateful. So for those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Dr. Dahlia. Dahlia Wax. I used to be Zodiru. My father came to the United States in 1968, met my mom, Kay. Her name is Karen, but she always went by Kay, which is kind of good because people now, you know, call everybody Karen. So she likes to stand out, and she's Kay. And at the time, I preferred my father when I was born in the 70s to my mother. So my father's English wasn't very good, and I preferred to speak like him. I didn't want to speak like my mom because I thought I was going to turn into a man. I thought my destiny was going to be male. I wanted to pee standing up. And anything my daddy did was gold. And anything my mommy did was mean, until my mommy told my daddy to spank me and get the belt. So if I do have any grammatical issues, it's because when I was little, I really refused to learn English. I didn't want to learn English. And then when I was in high school, I wanted to learn Spanish. So yo hablo español un poquito. And I love Spanish. I love the English language. I love the Hebrew language. I love Farsi. I love Italian. I love French. I love all the languages. I just don't speak any of them very, very well. Now, how did I get into medical school? I don't know. It's still a shock. So I always wanted to be a doctor ever since I was 3. Just love the smell of Band-Aids. I could just, you know, in fact, actually, my decision to go into medicine is not that romanticized a story. I was, it was in the 70s, and there was a TV show. I don't know if it was Marcus Welby or something, but there was a doctor, an older-looking doctor, and a very beautiful blonde nurse. And I told my mom, I want to be a nurse. And my mom goes, well, why? And I go, well, I want to help people. And, you know, my mom's like, well, you know, girls could be doctors, too. And I'm like, no, doctors are for boys. Nurses are for girls. And my mom's like, no, girls could be doctors, too. And I look back at the TV, and I see the doctor, and I see the blonde nurse, and I go, nah, I want to be blonde. So I've always wanted to be in healthcare, whether it was a nurse, whether it was a physician, whether it was a dentist, whether it was a chiropractor. So I go to medical school, went to UNLV for undergrad, then I went to UNR Medical School, and then I did my last year of medical school at UCLA because I dated everybody in Reno, Nevada, couldn't find a husband, and Corey was at the time single, and I figured I could get him drunk, get married. So I was able to get married in California while going to UCLA, came back to Nevada, did a residency in family medicine, became board certified in family medicine. Yeah, I had to pass a couple tests, and then I opened up my family medicine practice. I have 2 boys, Stoney and Brock, but I don't call them Stoney Brock. I call them Taki, Takitu, Takitushi, Bug, Bug Tushy. I got 5 cats, a dog. My husband, Corey, puts up with me. Not sure why. We've been married 24 years. And I got onto the radio in 2009. That's when the recession hit. That's when ACA, all sorts of changes with insurance. So people ended up wanting to, you know, they were losing their doctor. They were losing their insurance. They were losing their jobs. So they would call me for medical advice. And one of my friends, who used to work for 94.1, Mark and Mercedes, Mark Mix, told me that, you know, you should probably go on air. My mom had always told me to go on air, but because my mom said it, I didn't believe it. But you have a handsome radio host who says I should go on air. I do it. I love my mom, but sorry, Mom. That's just what happens. We listen to the handsome guys. So I started a show on KLAV, then KDWN picked up my show. Then XM Radio picked up my show. Then iHeartRadio picked up my show. And now we have multiple affiliates today. So what is my show about? Well, I'm still trying to figure that out in 12 years, honestly, because when I started my show, I would answer questions about cholesterol and diabetes, and that probably lasted 1 hour. And the majority of calls were, what do you think about McCain's healthcare plan versus Obama's healthcare plan? You know, what do you think about public option? You know, what do you think is going to go on with Congress? And all sorts of political questions came into play, and I didn't I wasn't really up on the news. And then entertainment news, you know, and what happened to Prince and what happened to, you know, Tiger Woods. And I realized that everything is related to health. And, you know, nobody really wants to talk about their prostate, you know, for 2-3 hours a day, you know, 6 days a week. So my show is about everything. Everything ends up relating to health. If somebody doesn't have a job and their career is over because of, you know, shutdowns and COVID shutdowns, that's as detrimental to somebody's health, you know, as eating a bunch of, I don't know, barbecue pork ribs. Now, I get it. I know ribs are yummy, but still, high in calories, salt, etc. So I love talking about nutrition, but, you know, am I the most nutritious person? No, I like chocolate. I love chocolate. Chocolate's not good for you. So I need to practice what I preach. So when I am on air, I practice what I preach. And I'm going to tell you guys straight. If I think something is a bunch of baloney, I'll say that, and I promise I'll try to use the word baloney and not anything more crude, all right? If I think something is good for you, if I think something you need to listen, I'm going to say that. But where I stand politically is very, very mixed because I think a lot of us have been lied to. I think politicians do a horrible job at running health care, and I'm going to say that too. So, you know, thank you for joining the ride. I hope you love it. You know, I'm going to go and take a nap at the caboose and let you guys enjoy the show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner Center recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, many of you know I'm an animal lover. I love my animals. I got cats and dogs, and I humanize them to almost ridiculous degrees. They actually sit at the head of the table. I sit on the side because I just worship my animals. I love them. But I'm also very, very grateful to the animals that have helped us with our COVID research. Apparently, we have been doing animal studies with COVID and seeing how it affects ferrets and baboons and marmosets, and because obviously the animal population and the human population is intertwined. In fact, some of our vaccine research is credited to the help of animals. The problem is when you love animals like I do, How do you kind of reconcile research needed to save human lives, but also protecting the lives of animals? So joining us today is Dr. Ingrid Taylor, veterinarian and research associate for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA. Dr. Taylor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on today.
Great. No, we're grateful. And we know your task is difficult. I have people asking me, before they take the COVID vaccine, has this been tried in animals? And, you know, it's a difficult subject. It's a tough subject. You know, what have you seen on the COVID front? What sort of animal studies have you seen and types of animals used?
Well, the COVID vaccines actually skipped a lot of animal experiments that would normally have been required for the development of a vaccine like this, and that was because of the urgency of the situation. So normally it would take 15 to 20 years to develop a vaccine like this, and in this case, because we so urgently needed it for public health purposes, many of the animal experiments were skipped in the process of developing this vaccine. And that brings up a very important point, in that many people do assume that animal experiments are necessary in order to save human lives, when in fact 95% of the new drugs that are developed in animal studies end up failing in human trials, because species-wise, there are species differences between humans and other animals.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's a waste, you know, to have animal sacrifice when it wasn't even used for science and applicable science to humans. So, you know, what is your role? You must be very, very busy. And tell us what your role is in, you know, both science and protecting animals.
Well, one of the areas that I've looked into is animal sentience, and this basically means that animals experience emotions. They experience the full array of emotions, including fear, love, joy, loneliness, pleasure, and optimism. And what most people don't know, people who live with cats and dogs and other companion animals do intuitively know that these animals experience emotions. But what most people don't know is that there is a vast amount of scientific literature that supports the fact of sentience in a wide variety of animal species. Mm-hmm. So more than 2,500 scientific studies corroborate the existence of emotions in animals.
That's right, yeah. And maybe people have a numbness to it because they had to acquire that at a young age to eat food. You know, I remember the first time I heard about, you know, my mom having chickens in her house and how she had to kill the chickens to cook them for her father. I was like, well, I don't want to eat a chicken because you had to kill them. And I think our parents tried to desensitize us so we would eat our meals. And, you know, we're even being you know, we're even now being taught that even plants feel that, you know, I mean, you know, you rip a plant out of its roots, you know, there's negative consequences with that. And so I think we desensitize to the point that, you know, when we see medicine and science and all that, we're like, oh, well, an animal was used, but the animals do feel it. You know, you just have to kind of put yourself in your cat's or your dog's shoes, so to speak.
Right. Their suffering is just as profound and meaningful to them as our suffering is to us. And that's really what sentience means, that animals experience these emotions in profound ways, in the ways that we also experience our emotions. And you're absolutely right that it's a process of conditioning, and it's a cognitive disconnection between looking at your companion dog and thinking about a dog in a laboratory and thinking that those are two different animals, when they are not. They both experience things in the same way. And what PETA is doing, PETA has compiled a report looking at the scientific research and evidence that's out there supporting animal sentience. That's available on our website, PETA.org, so people can go there and learn more about this. And one reason that knowing about animal sentience is important is because the NIH, which has funded many of these studies does not take animal sentience into account in terms of approving and funding animal experiments. And one thing that PETA is asking is for the NIH to do an ethical review of animal, of the evidence for animal sentience and discontinue experiments in animals that experience these profound emotions and profound suffering.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Dr. Ingrid Taylor, Veterinarian and Research Associate for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. You're a veterinarian. You are a physician of animals. Can you tell me, you know, the cats don't speak to each other, but they do like a whisker Morse code tick. Is that how cats communicate with each other?
Cats communicate between each other. Well, cats are very interesting because between cats, they communicate a lot with body language and with scent. But we've also found that cats have adapted their meowing so that they verbally communicate with humans. So the way that they will talk to another cat is very different from the way that they will talk to a human. So they've really adapted to living with us and communicating with us. Another great example of sentience is rats, who are mm-hmm. some of the most widely experimented on animals in the world. And they have demonstrated remorse for bad decisions. They also demonstrate empathy and show altruistic behavior. For example, rats will turn down a piece of chocolate in order to help another rat who is in need.
Humans so, don't even they, do that. I wouldn't do that. Wow.
Well, also, they giggle. Turn down.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. And then mice. Mice will sing. I'm learning from you as we speak. You gave us mice will sing high-pitched love songs. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. I love the world of animals. So where do we go next, Dr. Taylor? I mean, there's so much science, and there are other options. There's alternatives. What sort of alternatives are out there that we, because, you know, vaccine research is going to continue. COVID treatments are going to continue. What does PETA suggest the scientific world do?
Right. And we need to continue research, but we need to continue them using human relevant methods so that we can develop treatments and clinical applications that are relevant to humans as a species. So there are many promising human-relevant research methods out there already, such as organs on chips, sophisticated uses of human stem cells, genomics and proteomics, imaging and computer modeling, and all these things can replace animals in experiments. There has already been a device that's made and in use that uses human lung cells to test the health effects of inhaled substances. And this device replaces rats who were forced into tiny tubes and forced to inhale toxic substances for hours before being killed. So there's
wow.
already options out there, but we need more research and we need more of these options to actually be used in place of animals.
Exactly. And, you know, when people ask me about the immunity that these COVID vaccines infer, you know, if somebody told me that it helped a rat show immunity, I can't use that data because I just don't think it'll translate to human immunity. So I agree that there has to be a lot more precision. How can people find out more information about you and PETA?
People can go to our website, PETA.org. There is a lot of information about animals in experiments. They can either search animals in experiments or they can search for the Sentience Project. And when they're there, they can also sign a letter that will go to the NIH asking them to consider and review all of the available scientific information on sentience out there.
That is fantastic.
And stop experimenting in animals.
Thank you, Dr. Taylor, for joining us. Be well and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today, voters in Georgia are headed to end a very long election year. The Peach State is casting ballots that will decide the control of the U.S. Senate for at least the next 2 years. Senator Kelly Loeffler is facing Democrat Raphael Warnock. Republican David Perdue is pitted against Democrat John Ossoff. A suburban Chicago man allegedly located and pursued his own stolen vehicle early Sunday, confronting two 17-year-olds in a parking lot before both of them were shot, one fatally, in a struggle. No charges have been filed at this time. California has extended the deadline for small businesses to ask for financial help to get them through the COVID-19 crisis. The Small Business COVID-19 Relief Grant Program, offering grants ranging from $5,000 to $25,000, opened on December 30th. Due to the high traffic, some businesses may have had trouble accessing the application. The deadline is now extended 5 days to January 13th. This is USA Radio News. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has called in 500 National Guard members to Kenosha in anticipation of a decision on whether prosecutors will charge the police officer who shot Jacob Blake last year. Family attorney Benjamin Crump on Fox News.
The family is asking what anybody would ask for. They want accountability. They want justice. You see from the video that Jacob Blake Jr. posed no threat to the officers as he's moving away from them, trying to get in his vehicle and get his three little boys out of a volatile situation.
The police contend Jacobs was going after a weapon in the car that was recovered at the scene. United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Monday England is going back to a full national lockdown in an effort to stem a surge of COVID-19 cases. The new stay-at-home order will go into effect Wednesday and is expected to last until at least mid-February. Johnson, in a televised address, said, "With most of the country already under extreme measures, it's clear that we need to do more," end quote. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I need to take a few minutes to talk about a huge cluster in either PR, journalism, hospital communication. I don't know what the heck happened over the last couple days, but many of you on January 3rd heard that an actress who has spanned multiple generations and has been a favorite for so long, Tanya Roberts. We had heard on January 3rd that she had died. And she had passed away. Apparently, she had walked her dogs on Christmas Eve, collapsed, was taken to the hospital, put on a ventilator, and we were told by her rep and her partner, some people said it was her husband or her partner, I'm not sure if they're married, that she had died on January 3rd. So all the news outlets, including myself, reported it. You know, whenever there's an icon and, you know, somebody that we grew up with, you know, it's entertainment news. It's, you know, and somebody that, you know, has passed away. It's something that, you know, we want to share and we want to make sure people are aware of. And it's not being related to COVID. Her death had not been related to COVID. But then yesterday we found out that she was alive. In fact, her partner slash husband, boyfriend, was in the middle of an interview. I don't know if it was with Inside Edition or TMZ. He was in the middle of an interview discussing her death. So that was within 24 hours of her death. He was already on air on an interview. For some of us, we'd probably be buried, you know, in a closet crying for weeks. I'm a workaholic, so I could see myself just working through and then 6 months later just, you know, falling in tears. So I don't mind that he was doing an interview. Tanya Roberts is a big star in the 80s and 90s, and so I could understand 70s too. So in the middle of his interview, he receives a call. And the call supposedly was from the hospital telling him that she was still alive. And then he's on air and he starts to cry. Now we're told that the former Bond, James Bond actress, I do not like the term Bond girl, but the former James Bond actress and that 70s show and Charlie's Angels actress has passed away. Now, of course, people wanted to wring journalists' necks, you know, for not verifying. You can't really verify. Hospitals are different these days. You know, in the olden days, people could just walk in, people could look at your chart, and thank God for HIPAA. Now, things are protected. You have privacy. So, when and if I get my hysterectomy, it's not going to be public knowledge unless I make it public knowledge, which I probably will because I'm kind of that open about it. But stars have been going in and out of the hospitals for years. Everybody finds out about it. In fact, you know, some people, unfortunately, had some of their records sold to others and sold to tabloids. And so, thank God we now have a more regimented privacy structure. The thing is many of you are very, very frustrated, and I'm frustrated as well, with how COVID has prevented us having access to our sick family members. Now, I have been in the hospital a few times to give birth, and being in labor for multiple days, I was very grateful that I could see my husband, I could see my son. With COVID, visitors are limited now. Only one visitor, and in fact, with ICUs, sometimes no visitors. Why? Well, the hospital needs to protect the patient. They don't want to get, they want to protect the patient. They also want to protect, because the patient's trying to convalesce from COVID. The last thing we need is the patient being exposed again by a family member. But hospitals also need to protect the family members. We haven't seen what the battery of lawsuits are going to look like after COVID. And we're assuming that some of them might be, well, I didn't have COVID until I was in the hospital and you should have protected the visitors more. So I'm seeing more and more of the hospitals are like, you know what, visiting hours are restricted, or no visitors allowed in this area. And for those of you that are in a hospital, and you're alone, and you're feeling isolated, and you feel like you don't know if you're going to be at your end, and for those of us who have loved ones in the hospital that we can't touch, we can't see, we can't hold, this lack of hospital visitation is a huge issue. And nobody talks about it because it's not a sexy topic. I mean, there's more fish to fry. We have people dying of COVID. We got the Senate race right now going on in Georgia. We got urinal gates, and I'll tell you guys more about urinal gate. So nobody's really covering the, you know, what's happening in the hospitals. But what if this cluster that happened with Tanya Roberts was because of a lack of communication, because you didn't have visitors at the hospital? When your loved one or your wife or your partner is in the ICU and you can't be there, and you're being told that, you know, she's unfortunately, you know, not going to make it, you aren't there. You know how many of us want to be there during the last moments of our family member's life? You know, I mean, I've always envisioned what my last moments would be like, God forbid. I don't think it's going to be a bus, because I don't really, you know, cross the street a lot. I really hug that sidewalk. You know, I think it might be for me that I'm going to eat so much chocolate one day that, unfortunately, I'm going into, like, a diabetic coma. And so I'm lying there with, you know, still chocolate all over my mouth and no makeup on, and, you know, my husband's there, my kids are there, and I might Zoom Michael Fassbender, because I have a huge crush on Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen, and, you know, maybe we'll do some sort of a make-a-wish to make them, you know, say hi to me, and then I'm going to yell at my husband that I need to look good for Michael Fassbender, so can you put some makeup on, and then maybe I'll put on my lashes and things like that. And, you know, I just imagine myself with loved ones surrounding me, you know, and I give them some words of wisdom. Yeah, and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to miss you and you're so wonderful. And I'm like, yeah, you better miss me. And I, you know, but that's not happening. You know, we all have a right to a, you know, beautiful and loving hospital course, or God forbid, death. And not only, you know, is COVID causing illness, but they're taking away, you know, our last moments. And, you know, here's Tanya Roberts with this back and forth in the news. She died. No, she didn't die. The partner got it wrong and told the rep. The rep got it wrong. And I saw, you know, everybody quoted each other saying, we were told the wrong thing. That, you know, somebody's trying to, you know, pass to the afterlife. And this is because of COVID. She didn't die because of COVID. But we didn't have access to the hospital. I don't blame the hospital, because these hospital workers, not only are they trying to fight COVID, but they are also taking the place of family members. When your husband or wife can't be with you, when your kids can't be with you at the hospital, and who are you talking to? Whose hand are you holding? The staff. So not only is the staff overwhelmed with everything and overwhelmed with vaccine rollout and all the other stuff that's going on, and new Medicare rules and all the ICD-10 codes, they now have to take the place of family. Now, when I took care of patients, I loved the family being there. I would hear some doctors not like the family there because the family would ask questions. It was the opposite for me. Even though I couldn't answer a lot of the questions because I was a medical student and all I could do is say, I don't know, I loved that they were there because I would, on call, try to do the hand-holding. I felt bad that they were alone in their room. I felt bad that they were scared. So when somebody had family members, then I wouldn't have to on call or during my busy schedule make sure I was there. Usually I only had a few minutes to go, how are you doing? I'd still hold their hand. I'd still rub their hair. You know, I did what I could, but, you know, I'm not family. Family could sit there for hours, and, you know, I worry about that. If any of my family members were in the hospital, I'm kind of a busy bee and a workaholic. I already have a plan on how I could still work in the hospital room and how I could set up the hospital room and have video games and play Oculus while I'm there. You know, but, you know, the way things are now, you know, I think we're really under, you know, estimating the work our healthcare workers have, because they now have to take the place of family, and family want to be there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. So I really appreciate my listeners sending me news. You know, much of the news I get on my wire and from the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, which I have fired half a dozen times and rehired. But many of you were kind of concerned because of a nurse in Portugal had died within 2 days of receiving the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine. We don't have a lot of details on it. I believe she was 41 or 42 years old. She's a pediatric surgical tech. No known health issues. And whenever I hear no known health issues, I mean, I have a lot of family members that never go to the doctor. So they go, I don't have any health issues, I'm healthy. And I go, when was the last time you had a blood test to look at your cholesterol or blood sugar? But technically, she's had no known health issues. She went to dinner at her father's for New Year's Eve. No alcohol. Her father said she doesn't drink. Next morning was found dead in her bed. And it happened within 48 hours of receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Doesn't necessarily mean it was the vaccine, but it's another quote-unquote death that happened in a short period of time after a vaccine. There's two being investigated in Israel. One they think was a heart attack that might not have been related. So these are things that the health ministries and in Portugal, the Portugal health ministry is going to look at. I told you guys, I say it straight, all right? I'm not going to keep things from you. I'm not going to, you know, add to hype. I'm not going to, you know, try to worry people or scare people, but I'm also, you know, going to tell you the news as I get it. There's a death. They're investigating it. Could it be COVID-related? Could it not? Do I have an opinion on the matter? Her daughter had said that she had the typical arm soreness that people get with the COVID vaccine. But I am hearing anecdotally nothing that I think needs to be, you know, making a headline, but I think it should be evaluated by researchers and health officials, is we are starting to see little bits and pieces of news of people having, let's say, a cardiac event or maybe an arrhythmia, you know, days after a vaccine. Doesn't mean the vaccine caused it. This is heart attack season, you know. This is stroke season. This is pneumonia season. But I would like to, you know, see researchers just double check that there's no cardiac issues that happen after these. You know, it sounds like it could have been a cardiac event for her, but again, we don't know what her pre-existing conditions were. They said she had none. So that's being investigated. We don't want anybody to panic, but unfortunately it's another supposed issue that has been seen chronologically after a vaccine. Doesn't necessarily mean it's that, but we have to keep our ears open. Now, this South African mutant strain, 501, is it the 501V2? All right, we got the B1117 in Britain, and then the S01V2 variant strain. Some health experts are nervous that our current vaccine regimen might not cover the new mutant strain in South Africa. Me, I think it'll provide some coverage because what we have right now is a spike protein vaccine, but I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't work ideally because the one mutation, I apologize, I had some, granola in the granola. I eat granola in the morning. Granola's trying to, you know, whatever was in my teeth is trying to come back up. So I wouldn't be surprised that if the virus outsmarted us and decided to mutate the spike protein, that maybe our vaccine might not be as efficacious, you know, maybe not on the 95% level, but I still think it would provide some immunity. So for those people about to get the current vaccine, I'm not too worried. I believe it would still provide some coverage. But what's interesting is we're finally getting the time frame of how long it would take to tweak the vaccine. Because that's the question. The vaccines that Moderna and Pfizer Biotech have created are tweakable vaccines. No twerking. No, we're not twerking. I know there's been a lot of twerking and TikTok videos of twerking. Thank God those have stopped because, you know, people are at work. But some tweaking might need to be done with the vaccine to now cover whatever mutation we're seeing out of the UK and with South Africa. It could take about 6 weeks, we're being told. Now, some experts are saying, you know what, in a matter of days, we could fix it. Great. But, I mean, look how long it's taken for us to get our vaccines and the manufacturing and the rollout, not to mention look at the money that has already been put in to all these vaccines. And you're going to have somebody that goes, nah, I want that vaccine, not that one. So there's going to be some logistics. So even though experts say in the lab they could tweak, maybe they need to twerk while they tweak, but they could tweak the vaccine fairly quickly. How that translates to you getting a vaccine that handles the mutant form, we don't know. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio from New York City. He's not very popular, unfortunately. He has decided that he wants travel banned from the UK to the US to stop the mutant strain from coming. Now, New York, I've been to New York multiple times. I love New York City. I wish I could have lived there, you know, like Friends and Seinfeld and stuff like that. I love New York City. But, I mean, it's a huge hub, and New York to UK flights and back are very, very common and very ubiquitous, you know, throughout their travel rosters. And so when we heard that there was a mutant virus, such as the one from the B117 from the UK, I already assumed it was here. If this virus was more deadly, you know, I could understand why we need to clamp down, lock down again. We're being told, and again, that's the problem with all this, we're being told it's not as deadly. It's just more infectious. Well, that's a good sign, but it isn't completely relieving or reassuring, because when something is more infectious and more people get it, then unfortunately it could up morbidity rates. Even though the virus may not be as lethal, more people could get it. So I've been asked, how do I feel about travel bans? I can't stand, you know, those types of questions, because they're so politicized and you can never get the answer right. I want to please everybody. I don't want to pick one or the other. But if we are looking at a virus, whether it's Ebola, whether it's COVID, whether it's, who knows, there's tons of viruses out there, Zika, let's say. And if we fail at being able to control it, if we fail at not being able to have either a vaccine or treatment for it, we have no choice. But if our current treatments work, if we have hospital beds, if we have, you know, treatment protocols, if we think our vaccine has some efficacy to it, you know, I don't know if we have to go, you know, back on full lockdown. You know, I mean, the British, you know, when the British are coming, I don't think we've ever really been able to stop the British. British, you know, when the British want to come here, they get here, you know. Like bloody hell, they'll, you know, drink their tea and come over across the pond and just, you know, God save the Queen. So, you know, they'll, I mean, I don't think you can stop the British from coming, all right? You know, I just don't. So I don't know, but I get that de Blasio was scared because he's already losing tons of people out of New York City. I think Tom Brady sold his house. He and Giselle sold. Yeah, Tom Brady may not be coming back to New York. I know. He's so handsome. Yeah, he's liking Miami. So, and I don't know why he has a place in Miami when he's with Tampa Bay. I guess when you're rich, you could like take a helicopter or whatever or a plane. Maybe he has a Tampa Bay home also, or Clearwater home. But anyway, so once Tom Brady left New York, now you really wonder, you know, who's left in New York. Not a lot of people are going to stay. So, you know, not to panic, but, you know, we got some work cut out for us. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.